Welcome to Lockdown Trivia. I'm Dalton McGee, and I'll be your host for this trivia podcast game. Playing with their own expert categories, players will try to unlock their brain one key at a time, but will they unlock it all? New episodes of Lockdown Trivia will come out every Wednesday morning, so check back each week for some more fun. If you'd like to play your own game of Lockdown Trivia, follow the link in the description of each episode to sign up. You'll need four expert categories and a favorite music genre. Stick around at the conclusion of each game for some bonus questions and for a commentary on the writing of the questions of that episode. While there's a lot to learn from playing trivia, there's perhaps more to learn from researching and writing it. Our guest this week is Tim Dipple from Fayetteville, North Carolina. His expert categories are Stargate, Bluey, Greek mythology, and Boy Meets World. Here's how Lockdown Trivia works. Players see a board in front of them with four categories and five questions of increasing difficulty in each category. The first question in each category is unlocked, but the subsequent questions require one, two, three, and four keys respectively to open. Players earn keys by answering consecutive questions correctly. If a player misses a question, I will take all of their keys. Players can only open questions for which they have a sufficient number of keys. If the player is in a pinch, they have five bonus questions available to them that cannot break a streak or hurt them, but will give them an extra key each if they answer them correctly. A perfect score in Lockdown Trivia is 25 points. All right, Tim, you know the rules of Lockdown Trivia. Welcome, and are you ready to begin your game?
I am. I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, I am too. This is a fun set of questions, so I think folks will enjoy this. There's a good combination of nerdy stuff and general knowledge in this one, so a good listen for anyone for sure. Where would you like to start?
Oh, so I know what my strategy is. The question is, what is going to be the easiest category here? I'm very curious about the Boy Meets World category, so let's start there.
All right, and Boy Meets World, Tim can see that the words boy and world are underlined. In this category, I'm going to describe a character from the TV show, and I'm going to describe a country. His answers will be in the format of blank, the character's name, meets blank, the country I'm describing. So, for example, if I said the host of Lockdown Trivia goes to the country whose capital is Washington, D.C., the correct answer would be Dalton meets the United States. So, Tim, here is your unlocked Boy Meets World clue. Corey's longtime girlfriend and eventual wife goes to the world's most populous country as of April 2023.
Okay, so that's going to be, I assume, Topanga meets India.
And you will get one key to start your game today. That is correct.
Okay.
Here you go. Now we're building a groove there. We get how the category is going to work. But yeah. Where do you want to go next?
Let's go for one key in Boy Meets World.
All right, your one key Boy Meets World clue is this. Corey's neighbor, teacher, principal, and eventual professor goes to Europe's largest economical power, influential in politics and industry.
Okay, so that's 100% Mr. Feeney. Read the country clue again.
Yep. Europe's largest economical power, influential in politics and industry.
Okay, so there's a couple of options. What would be the most influential? I'm tossing a three-sided coin between Britain, France, and Germany on that. I'm going to say Mr. Feeney meets England, UK, Britain. I don't know which specific version of that you'd be looking for.
If I told you that cars were why they were influential in the industry...
Germany.
Yeah, it is Mr. Feeney meets Germany, unfortunately.
Okay.
They have the largest economy of any European country, which I did not know until researching this.
I didn't either. And like I said, that was one of the three sides of my coin.
I do have to take your key. So where are we going to go to next?
Okay. Let's do Bluey names.
Bluey names.
Unlocked.
In this category, I will read a potpourri question for Tim, but the correct answer will have the name of a Bluey character in it. Here is your unlocked Bluey names question. What 2017 Disney Pixar film starring Anthony Gonzalez won two Academy Awards and holds a 97% certified fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes?
Okay. I think this is the one of the few Disney movies I haven't seen. But if I'm right, it's referencing Coco.
Coco is correct. It is one of the best universe building jobs ever done by Disney Pixar, I think. It is a wonderful movie that I also had not seen until I just went on a Disney cruise and was finally forced to watch it on the deck of the ship. I could not encourage you to watch it more. It is breathtaking.
I am sure I will hit that phase. My son isn't really in a Disney phase yet, despite being four. But I imagine at some point he probably will.
Well, we know he'll watch Coco with his dad someday soon. And his dad has one key, thanks to that question. So where would you like to go next?
Let's do Bluey names for one key.
Here's your question. What Star Trek captain is the only to be featured as the main character in two separate Star Trek live-action series, working on a vineyard making wine in between the two appearances?
Oh, okay. So you're going with the... with a character that has only been in a single episode of Bluey, and as much as it's weird to be like shipping children's TV show characters, I am Team Blue Luke, and that would be Jean-Luc.
Jean-Luc is correct, as in Captain Picard. Yeah, only in one episode of Bluey, but the rest of that clue, who else could it be? You know?
Right.
So that is correct. And you have two keys. So what I'm curious of is, will you continue with Bluey or jump back down to Boy Meets World?
I'm going to keep going with Bluey.
All right. Your two key Bluey question is this. A central character in the Madagascar movie franchise, what cute and loyal servant of King Julian's has an odd obsession with feet?
Well, I don't know anything about Madagascar, because I've never seen those movies, which is detrimental to me. Okay, so we're basically picking a Bluey character at random then. Well, we're talking Madagascar. I think there's a zebra. Let's go with Stripe.
Not a bad guess. There is a zebra in Madagascar. The character's name is Mort.
Wow, that's a deep cut on a Bluey question. Okay.
Yeah, Mort is the question. Is the very small lemur that follows King Julian around. Unfortunately, Tim, I do have to take your two keys. However, there are plenty of places to play still, because your strategy is, I can see you're doing the thing I did, and it's a good strategy, I think. So where do you want to go next?
Yeah, I just need to get the strategy to actually work. let's go to Stargate Unlocked.
Nothing crazy by this category. Here's just a round about Stargate. Your question is this. Played by James Spader in the 1994 film, Dr. Daniel Jackson has what job title that literally means one who studies Egypt?
Okay. I definitely thought you were going with archaeologist there, but then I assume that you're looking for then Egyptologist.
Egyptologist is correct, yes.
You threw me for a loop there, because I was like, wait, he's an archaeologist.
He is one who specifically knows a lot about Egypt.
Yes, he is. He is.
One key back in your pocket, Tim.
Let's do Stargate for one key.
We're going to see where this takes us. Here's your one key question. Different from the others due to his witty, charming, and sarcastic personality, what system lord became one of the last surviving using cloning technology to make it difficult to permanently eliminate him?
That would be the one who is named as in Bocce. That would be Ball.
That is correct. Ball is correct. And I will admit that there were a couple of these Stargate questions that I wanted to make sure I phrased the clue to make you say the hard word as the answer, so I don't butcher the pronunciation. But Ball I knew. So
Ball,
two keys. Where do you want to go next?
Bocce?
Yes.
Yes. Let's keep it going with the two keys.
Your Stargate two key question is this. While the creators of Stargate never explicitly confirmed them as an influence, it is very likely that the replicators were inspired by what other technology-based, exponentially dangerous sci-fi antagonists?
Okay, I think I know where you're going with this, but my gut is telling me the Borg.
Final
so
answer.
I'm going to go with the Borg.
And you're going to get a key for it. That's
okay.
I'm glad your brain went reminded, Tim. Tim, you have three keys now. For the first time in the game, this has been the category that's treated you the kindest so far. Where will you go?
I think we got to keep going with it.
Your three-key Stargate question is this. What Egyptian god who lends his name to a map in the video game Overwatch is designed in an abstract and fear-based way in Stargate to emphasize his unnatural status?
Okay. I don't know anything about Overwatch, but based on the rest of this, I think you have to be looking for Anubis.
You didn't need the back door at all, Tim. Anubis is correct.
All right, let's close this category out.
Let's see what the four-key Stargate question has for us. Here it is. Stargate Origins was a 2018 web series that centered on what character who was involved in the original Stargate project from the 1920s to the 1940s?
Do you need the last name?
I only need the last name, technically. If you only give me the first name, I might take it if I'm feeling nice.
it's Catherine. The problem is I can never remember Langdon?
That's close enough for me. I imagine since I haven't watched it and you have, that they only probably called her Catherine, so I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Catherine Langford.
Langford. Okay, yeah. Yeah. I was right there. I knew it's Catherine. Most of the time they just call her Catherine. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably just because I haven't watched it and that's what they called her. And, you know, Jeopardy rules are hard to apply when they never say her last name. You know what I mean? Five keys are jingling in your pocket. You did annihilate the Stargate category, so congrats on that. And that leaves you an open board to do whatever you want.
All right, so my strategy was to get to the four-key mark and then kind of run the four keys. Question is, what category do I want to go with? I think I'm going to go back to Bluey names for four.
All right. Your Bluey names four-key question is this. What minor goddess and nymph who lives on the island of Ogygia appears in Homer's Odyssey, where she delays Odysseus' return home after the Trojan War?
Okay, so a couple of things. I might be confusing islands, but this is, I think I'm confusing Calypso and Circe's islands because I thought it was Aea, but I think that's Circe's island. But you're looking for Calypso.
Calypso is correct. Yes, a little bleed over from your Greek mythology round that we haven't even got to yet, but you get the correct answer on your four key Bluey question.
Okay, let's go to Boy Meets World for four keys.
Here's your clue. Corey's best friend with a troubled background goes to the most populous Muslim majority nation.
Most populous Muslim majority nation. Okay, so it's Sean. Sean Hunter meets. Okay, so are we going with Pakistan? Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Sean meets Pakistan.
It surprised me to know that the correct answer to this is Sean meets Indonesia.
Okay, Indonesia is the other one I was trying to think of because I think that's the fourth largest country in the world. I just wasn't sure if it was a Muslim majority. I know Pakistan is I'm pretty sure it is because that's basically the way they divided India and Pakistan. They went all the Hindus over here and all yep. the Muslims over here, and now
and they've got along ever since.
Oh, totally. totally.
Yep. Unfortunately, I have to take your keys all away. You'd had a great streak there. And you have left yourself plenty of room to play. So I am confident we're going to get back into those high key questions. What would you like to do next?
Let's do Greek mythology unlocked.
I'm so excited. I didn't really know how I wanted to approach this category because I didn't want it to be boring. And so I thought, you know what? Let's give him the Roman god and the domain they are over. And Tim's going to try to tell me what Greek god is their counterpart. So here is your unlocked Greek mythology clue. Mercury, the god of messenger, travel, commerce, and thieves.
Okay, so Mercury is the counterpart is played by confusing my things here. He's played by Troy in Epic. He's played by Lin-Manuel Miranda in the Percy Jackson series, and that would be Hermes.
I didn't know Lin-Manuel Miranda played Hermes.
Yeah, it's kind of just a brief cameo so far, but yeah, he plays Hermes.
Well, that is correct, and add that to the list of reasons I think Lin-Manuel Miranda is a badass.
Yeah,
and add one key to your pocket. Where are we going to go next?
Let's go with the one key on that category, Greek mythology.
Greek mythology, one key clue is this. Diana, the goddess of moon, hunt, virginity, and childbirth.
Okay, so hunt is the big one here. I believe Diana is the counterpart to Artemis.
And I believe that Tim Dipple has two keys in his pocket now. That is correct. Are we going to keep going this category or go to the Boy Meets World?
Yeah, let's do this one. Greek mythology.
Greek mythology, two key clue is this. Ceres, agriculture, and harvest.
Oh, how do you feel about swearing on your show?
I want you to present yourself however you want, and I'll put the explicit tag on it if I need to.
Ceres. I have a name in my head, and I can't remember. I'm just going to go with it. Is Ceres the counterpart to Demeter?
Also the name of a character in Cats the Musical, Demeter. Is correct.
Oh, thank God.
Well done.
That was a challenge.
That was a two key question. So now you might have a measurement on where I might be going for the next ones.
Yeah, but the problem is you got two and three keys. If I don't keep going for it, I've got a big hole I've got to dig myself out of with the bonus questions.
And thankfully, we've taken on none of those yet. So hypothetically, we have plenty of room to work there.
Yeah. Let's do Greek mythology for three.
Greek for three. Your clue is this. Bacchus, the god of wine, pleasure, and theater.
Okay. We're back in the actually probably easier ones. Bacchus is Dionysus.
Dionysus is correct. And you have four keys, and I am not a betting man, but I think I know where you're going to go with them.
Let's close this category out.
Four key Greek mythology clue. Vulcan, the god of fire, forge, and blacksmiths.
Oh, this is 100%, and this is for my epic fans, Hephaestus.
It is. I will not do the impression like you did. You are correct, though. Hephaestus is the correct answer, and... the inner Star Trek nerd in me was too tempted. I had to make sure Vulcan was the four key clue. Because I don't think that's an obvious answer, but I think your epic knowledge served you very well in this category.
Yeah, epic is one of the reasons why Greek mythology is such a strong thing for me.
Tim, you have plenty of keys. It's not worth even saying how many now, because you can do what you want. Where are we going to go next?
Let's try to clear out the bluey for three.
The bluey question for three keys is this. What RuPaul's Drag Race contestant from Silver Cliff, Wisconsin, turned an unsuccessful first bid on the show into a wildly successful music, makeup, comedy, and podcasting career?
RuPaul's Drag Race is another thing I've never watched. Podcasting. I'm trying to think if there's any names in podcasting that I can associate with Bluey characters.
It's like the alphabet trick, except you have to know Bluey characters.
Right. I'm just going to go with the one that I said could be a character. We'll go with Pom Pom.
That would be a wonderful drag name, and now I'm going to think about ways to make Pom Pom a funny drag name. However, this is one of the ant characters in Bluey. This is Trixie Mattel.
Trixie. And that when I said, what is... Muffin and Socks mom's name, that's Trixie.
It is Trixie. Unfortunately, Tim, I do have to take your keys, and now we have a clear strategy. So for those that are listening and don't see the board, Tim's only expert category questions left are his two key and three key Boy Meets World questions, and he hasn't touched his bonus questions. So the game here is to answer bonus questions to be able to get back into his expert category questions. The strategy point for Tim will be, will he try to get three bonus questions and go for the three key first, or will he try to get two bonus questions and go for the two key first? He will have to choose, but we're going to go to a bonus question first.
Yeah, which one do I want to do? I'm curious what you have under Stormy Trivia.
Stormy Trivia, here's a question I think you should know based on things I know about you. Frenemy is a portmanteau. So I have a question where the answer is a portmanteau.
Okay.
What portmanteau that was coined in the early 20th century describing London air conditions is also a signature move of coughing and wheezing in the Pokemon franchise?
Okay. I think you are looking for Smog.
And I think you have got one key you need to get back into the category. Smog is correct. And where are we going to go for our next bonus question?
Okay, and there's no punishment for missing.
That is correct.
A bonus, right? Let's go with the deep cuts.
Deep cuts clue. Tim's self-reported favorite music genre was 2000s pop punk. So here are five songs from the first album of a definitively 2000s pop punk band or artist. He will try to identify which band or artist that is. Your five songs are The Motivation Proclamation, East Coast Anthem, Festival Song, Seasons, and I Don't Want to Stop.
East Coast Anthem sounds familiar. Why does East Coast Anthem sound familiar? Okay, is it likely to be a band from the East Coast? And can I name any bands from the East Coast specifically? New strategy. My genre is Taylor Swift. East Coast Anthem. Honestly, at this point, I don't have a good pull on this, so we'll just throw out Fall Out Boy and just be done with it.
I appreciate that you're throwing out Fall Out Boy, because there's an ongoing joke in my trivia team that if it sounds like pop punk and we can't figure it out, guess Fall Out Boy and you'll get it right half the time. Unfortunately, this is the other half of the time. If I said Little Things, would that help?
Doesn't sound familiar, but...
It was their biggest hit on this album. This is Good Charlotte.
You know, I ruled out Good Charlotte. Good Charlotte was the first thing that came to mind. And I went, no, it's not going to be Good Charlotte, because Good Charlotte is known for the anthem. And that's why I'm thinking of them, because it's different than East Coast Anthem.
Yeah.
But I ruled out Good Charlotte for that reason, and now I'm mad.
And now you have an album to go listen to again.
Yep. Yep.
Tim, didn't hurt you. You have one.
Yep.
Which one are we going to go to next?
Let's do When in the World.
I will tell Tim three major world events that occurred. He will try to identify the exact year they all happened in. Here are those events. The Russo-Japanese War begins with a sneak attack by the Japanese. Construction on the Panama Canal begins. The first Olympic Games outside of Europe take place in St. Louis, Missouri.
Feel like for some reason I associate the Panama Canal with, as fellow PTE Network host Chris Brewer calls him, Tedders, Teddy Roosevelt, which I believe then puts it at the very beginning of the 20th century. So I'm going to say 1904, but I feel like that's probably way too early.
Olympics happen in iterations of how many years?
4 years. So that's why I went with 1904.
Correct, Tim. Oh. 1904.
Whew.
You got your Win in the World, and I love that you did, because for a few episodes in a row, folks have been 1 year off, and I'm so glad you got it.
Yeah, no, I knew the multiples of four, so I was really like 1904, 1908, or 1912, but all of those felt too early. And but the Panama Canal, I was like, that's a Theodore Roosevelt thing, and I know he was the early 1900s, so it's got to be 1904.
Well, you got it correct, and now there's a choice to be made, because you have two keys and two remaining bonus questions.
Let's go National Blank Day.
I'm assuming Tim looked up National Blank Days
today. I didn't actually, and I should have.
Oh, you did it? You should.
I think people
People are on to me. And so today I thought I'll pick the one that nobody would have expected. Today, as of recording, is National Odometer Day. So here's a question about that. The concept of measuring distance traveled dates back to what ancient Roman architect and engineer who used a wheel-based system with pebbles to count revolutions?
I'm going to go with the only name that I can come up with from that time frame. And let's say Pliny the Elder.
The answer to this National Blank Day question is Vitruvius.
Okay.
Vitruvius. Okay. But it is a bonus
really
question.
You were going to reveal that I had pulled that one out.
No, sorry.
No, you're good.
I gave false hope, I guess, in my smile. I'm just smiling all the time, Tim.
Smiling is good. Smiling's my favorite.
Yes, my buddy the elf over here. And you haven't lost your keys. So now you have two keys in your pocket. You have a bonus question, a two-key question, and a three-key question. What is your choice?
Well, yeah, let's go for the before and after.
My favorite category of trivia. Here's your clue. Journey's lead single on their 1980 album, Departure, that peaked at number 23 on the Billboard Top 100, plus a 2024 romance drama film starring Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni.
Okay. So, ironically, I know the... I'd just say, ironically, given my demographics, I know the Blake Lively movie is It Ends With Us. So the question is, what is... So it's going to end with it. It's not going to be Living on a Prayer. I cannot think of a Journey song to save my life. Because I'm sure I know this. We're just going to say No Exit Ends With Us.
This is a traditional before and after in that it is just the word it that will overlap them. This is Any Way You Want It Ends With Us.
Oh, damn it.
That one hurts. I know you know that one. That one hurts me too.
Any Way You Want It Ends With Us. I should have been able to get there.
Thankfully, the game is not over, but we have a clear path now. We'll have a two-key question. If we get it right, we'll have our three-key question. Your two-key Boy Meets World clue is this. Corey's younger sister goes to an island nation with a large diaspora and strong ties to the United States.
Because we've had India, we've had Indonesia, we've had, we had Germany too. But the only thing I've got, and I'm either going to sink or swim, I'm going to say Morgan meets the Philippines.
And you're going to swim. And see your last question, Tim. Morgan meets the Philippines is correct.
All right. So let's see if we can do this last one and end on a high note.
Yeah, I didn't know if we were going to get there. Not everybody's got to all their questions. You're going to. So congratulations to that. You got right in the back door there, and I'm proud of you for that. Your last clue is your three-key Boy Meets World clue, and it is this. Corey's older brother goes to Africa's most populous country, rich in oil, culture, and ethnic diversity.
I think that Africa's most populous country is Nigeria. And I'm going to say Eric meets Nigeria.
And I'm going to say that you got your last question correct on your episode of Lockdown Trivia, Tim. Well done. Eric meets Nigeria is correct. And you finish your game with 18 points, which is a very strong score and a very tough game. So well done.
Well, thank you. I was literally sweating, and not just because my office is all hot.
Tim, do you have any shout outs or things coming up that you want to get out there before we get out of here today?
I mean, mostly just come check me out sometime on the Frenemy Trivia podcast. We basically run a mini trivia tournament where we do two teams of two for the first half. And then when one team gets eliminated, we split them up and we do one-on-one for the second half, and we crown a best frenemy for the week.
Thank you for coming, Tim. I hope you had a good time. And thanks everybody for listening. We'll be back next week. We'll see you then. Thanks again, Tim, for coming on. I hope you had a lot of fun playing this game. I certainly had a lot of fun writing it. The subject matter was great, and the guest was a joy. So those episodes are always really, really fun to record and edit. I think this was a really successful game overall. I think some of the misses were fair. The difficulty increasing was fair. I think maybe the one thing I noticed in editing this is that some of my clues had a little more subjectivity in the writing than they had in previous episodes. For example, calling the Philippines an island nation with a large diaspora and strong ties to the states, as opposed to some specific year they did something or a certain number of people, there was a little more subjectivity. I think that may have been a result of laziness, honestly, or it could have been a result of trying to craft a question to be an enjoyable to listen to question as opposed to a very technical question. It's something I'm going to keep an eye out in the future. There are definitely moments where the technical side of the question is what the big kicker is and what you need. There are other times where it's a colloquially known thing that you want to subjectively describe for someone. So I'm going to keep an eye on that moving forward. I'm not really sure what I thought about it yet, but be on the lookout for if anything like that comes into play for future question writing. Our bonus question from this game comes from the Greek mythology category, and your clue is this. The Roman equivalent is Vesta, the virgin goddess of the hearth, home, and family. While you're thinking of which Greek goddess is the equivalent for Hesta, I want to thank Tim one more time for coming on this episode of Lockdown Trivia and invite you to be on your own episode. There's a link in the description of each episode for you to sign up. All you need are at least four expert categories and a favorite music genre. With new bonus keys coming in Season 2 and new game modes available, I can't wait for you and your friends to join us here in Lockdown Trivia. The correct answer to your bonus clue is Hestia. New episodes will come out every Wednesday morning, so check back each week for some more fun. I can't wait to continue to learn, continue to write, and continue to play, but most importantly, continue to unlock our brains one key at a time. I'm Dalton McGee, and I'll see you next week.
Especially, it's not going to be getting jiggy with it. That would be Will Smith.
Though I really missed the opportunity on that clue, didn't I?
Oh, something bit, something. That's White Snake, once bitten, twice shy. I'm going to hate this.